I'd just like to take an informal poll, and that is, how many here bought a Powerball lottery ticket for the $550 million lottery? How many would you read? Oh, good. Looks like pretty much the majority that was here. And I venture to tell you that when you bought that ticket and held it in your hand, what you did immediately was you started to spend the money in your mind. I know Father Jeff Haynes is very disappointed that no one in the congregation won it, because he knows you would have tied had you won it. But we take a look at what happens, you know, in anticipation, in looking forward to drawing that number. It could be that those numbers are yours. It could be. When we're talking about the church's liturgical season, this is Advent. So it's an anticipation of the coming of Christ. We do so historically. It's the aspect of being with the Israelites as they anticipated the Messiah coming into the world. So it's a sense of that historical aspect that is now encased, embodied in the liturgy. But it also is the second coming of Christ, that Christ will come again as he has promised. And so here, the readings, the gospel itself, tells us to be on guard, to be prepared, to watch, and to pray. And when we're on guard, there's kind of a heightened sense of our vigilance. You remember the great director, Alfred Hitchcock. Hitchcock, who did a number of really wonderful films, but he did something else which was really kind of very clever for the director. He put himself in the films in a cameo appearance. Sometimes Hitchcock would have been just a face in the crowd. At other times, maybe a cabbie or someone who was going into a phone booth. It was the background. But what happened? When people found out that Hitchcock was in the movie, they started to watch the movie with an intensity. Not only the major characters were important, but everything else within the presentation of that film was important. People looked to see if they could spot the famous director. I've noticed that Stan Lee, the creator, for those who are younger, the creator of Marvel comic books, and many of the characters like Spider-Man, Captain America, the Fantastic Four, Stan Lee has also put himself in cameo appearances in many of his films. And again, when people find that out, they will go through the film watching, so that they can pat themselves on the back for their attention to even the details that are there. Why do I say that? Because Advent literally calls us to pay attention to the details about our life, to pay attention to what's happening, how we're projecting ourselves, how we're adhering, basically, to the teaching. Advent is the new year of the church. We, in fact, begin to celebrate the Gospel of St. Luke. And this what is referred to as cycle C of the season. Things are new. They're a bit different. But the same aspect and the same truth is ever present. And that same truth is Jesus Christ, the gospel, the presentation of God with us in this world, and calling us to an understanding that not everything is of this world. When we take a look at the gospel reading today for the first Sunday of Advent, we can see immediately that Jesus kind of helps us to understand that. What does he use? He uses kind of two almost completely different experiential modes for us. One, he's talking about, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, aspects of flesh, aspects of pleasure, but at the same time, and the anxieties of daily life, the concern about the material things of this world. Both of those do not leave any room for the transcendence. Both of those aspects fail to include the Spirit and the recognition of the Spirit among us. The aspect of looking always only for one's pleasure thinks that the satisfaction is found only in things of this world. The anxieties, those who kind of worry about the material, the aspect of the materiality, will it be there for me tomorrow? Will I have it? Are caught up in an overconfidence and reliance on that which is material in this world. But what gives us definition? What gives us the basis of who we are, both as a people and a community? And that's the transcendent nature, the imago Dei, the image of God that's in every one of us. It's this image that takes us out of ourselves, you know, out of the concern in terms of just the daily living, and has us focus on the larger sense of God's presence in our lives. Think of all the intangibles that are extremely important to every one of us. The intangibles which gives us the definition and meaning. How do you measure love? How do you measure hope? How do you value friendship? You can't put a price on those things because they're not essentially material. They're spiritual. And they reflect the transcendent among us. What the church asks us to do at this time, during Advent, is literally to heighten our expectations. Those of us who have those calendars on the wall, whether it be in our kitchen or our bedroom, you know if you have, and if you're like me, you have a calendar, you've got important events circled. You've got the date circled. This is the time I have to do this. This is the time that I'm meeting with someone. This is the time that there is the great expectation for something to happen. And you've got the date circled. You look forward and you focus on that date. For us, in terms of liturgical season, that focus date for us is Christmas. The incarnation of Christ. Our anticipation is to prepare ourselves to be ready for that experience, both liturgically, but also in the real world for the expectation of Christ coming again. There will be those among us who will experience that second coming before the collective experiences it. I would venture to say that probably most of us will have to stand before God before that second coming happens again. But mark my word, it will happen. Mark my word, it is a date fixed in God's mind that is certain. It is for us to anticipate the fact that He has promised and He will fulfill His promise. So it's up to us to take the things that we need to do to develop that prayer life before God. And why that prayer life before God? Because that prayer life before God helps us to understand the presence of God among us, gives us that relationship, which we know is at the very basis and meaning of who we are. That prayer life. Advent tells us to be on guard, to watch, and to pray. I'm glad that all of us did not spend all of our money in the anticipation of winning the lottery. I'm glad. Why am I glad? Because it's okay to spend a couple of dollars in hope and anticipation of something which has the odds of 1,000,000,000 to 1. But what we are talking about today at the beginning of Advent is not 1,000,000,000 to 1. His coming again is a sure thing. The church asks us to be ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.